Welcome to the Kim and Kyle podcast, where we give realtors and entrepreneurs the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life you want. Every week, we're bringing you guests or ideas to help you market your business for the year we live in.
Kim, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Today, we've got a good one. We just released February's issue of Plan Social. That's our monthly subscription for realtors that walks them through social media. They get captions, photos, and then every month we also do an ebook that teaches them something about how to market themselves and their business. Well, February's was all about video, and I thought that this would be a really good topic to pull over here to the podcast because we got a lot of people listening, and we're going to kind of go through today the first half of it, which is talking about what types of video realtors should be creating for their business.
Okay. So it looks like we have seven types of videos.
Yeah. And just to start off, there's more than seven types of videos.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That you could do. But video is very overwhelming and it's very out of most people's comfort zones. There's the few people who are going to say video doesn't scare me or doesn't intimidate me. Great. But the rest of us, video is kind of intimidating and you don't really know where to start. You don't know what to talk about. You don't feel comfortable on camera. So we broke it down into like the seven basic videos that you should start with to kind of get that comfort level behind the camera. And then you can expand from there into other types of videos and you can get more creative as you go. But these are like the basic things that if you did these and you did one or even half of these every single month, your marketing would be like above and beyond everybody else's.
Yeah,
so let's walk through. I'm going to let you kind of talk about the first one because this is kind of your realm. And I think this is this first type of video that you should be creating is the most basic and the most comfortable for most people to understand and start with. And that is your listing walkthrough video. So I'm going to let you kind of take it away. Tell them what it is, some tips to make it better, how they can use it.
So like Kim said, this is probably the most effective video that you can have as a realtor, just because it shows the house, it shows the listing that you're working with, or it shows like, even if you don't have a listing, a lot of agents work in offices. Hold on for the zipper.
Oh boy.
Sorry. If you're not watching, I have a vest on and it was kind of choking me. It shows the house. And if you don't have a listing, you can host an open house for someone else that is in your office and post their listing videos on your page. So it's like a commercial for you. It's all rolled into one thing. What do you think?
Yeah, it's just a great way, to get video into your marketing because video is just more effective on social media. And they actually say, aside from social media, that listings on the MLS that have walkthrough videos receive over 400% more inquiries than those that don't. Yeah. And then they also have shown that 85% of buyers and sellers prefer to hire an agent who uses video marketing. And your like basic listing walkthrough, we're going to ramp it up and tell you how you really should be doing it at the end. But the basic thing is you have a videographer come in. Yeah. You want to use a professional for this because you need the right lens, you need the right lighting, you need the right editing. It's very important and it's marketing a house for your clients and for your business. So it needs to be professional, but it's just a great way to showcase the house. You can't really get a sense a lot of times from pictures. I think do a lot of the pictures and they look great, but you can't get a feel for the house as well as you can in the video.
The flow. Exactly. And another thing that we have on here, and I know we work a lot with Jeremiah at Beard House Media, and he always does two different versions. One version is the branded version, which is more of the commercial for the realtor. Now, whether they are on camera or not, he still does their branding with their logo and stuff like that. And we highly suggest all the time that they do get on there. That way people can get their personality and stuff. And then the non-branded version is the one that you would put on the MLS that would show up everywhere else except for your social media pages.
Yeah. And that's what I was talking about when I said we were going to talk about how you ramp it up or make it better is ask your videographer, you know, to do the listing walkthrough, but ask them if they would edit you a second version where you kind of jump in front of the camera and you can just do a quick intro or you can walk through the house. So, like, if you've watched any of Ryan Serhant's YouTube videos where he does listing walkthroughs, he's walking you through every room of the house. Now, that might be a lot to, and your videographer might charge you extra for that. But if you've got the budget and you're willing to do that, and you can put that on social media and YouTube and your website and all these places, you can't put that video on MLS, but it's going to receive so much better feedback. Yeah. People are going to relate to it. They're going to be interested because they're not just watching a walkthrough of a house, but they're being entertained by it. And they're getting to see you and know you. They like who you are and they're more likely to work with you at that point.
And even if it in its most basic form, maybe down the road, you would do the entire walkthrough like Ryan Serhant. He's very good at it. He like comes in and like a car and then goes into every single room and is very entertaining. But in its most basic form, it would just be saying the name of the address, who you are, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, and like the neighborhood that it's in or whatever. And then the normal video kind of plays after that. So
yeah, and we say it all the time, whether it's a social media post, it's a picture, it's a video, anytime that you are showing up in it, no matter how uncomfortable or bad you think you look or feel, it's going to get more engagement from your audience. So these listing walkthroughs, no matter how you use them, whatever you're comfortable with, they're a great way to A, just showcase and market your current listing. Your sellers are going to appreciate that you're putting that extra effort into marketing their home, but it's also helping you to build your portfolio so that in the future, you're already in the minds of those sellers that might be coming down the road because they've seen that you market in this way and that's something that's going to attract them.
Yeah. And the next type of video, we've got a lot to cover, so we may be going a little bit fast. What were we talking about next week? Sorry. This is the one.
Next week, we're going to take it farther because we're going to break this into two parts. So today, we're just going to talk about what types of videos you should start using to market your business.
Next week, we're going to talk about
next week, we're really going to deep dive into how do you actually use those videos? Where do you post them to? What do you put money behind? Okay. And how do you use them?
Yeah, I just didn't want to overstep. So the next type of video that we're going to talk about is a client testimonial video. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It is literally your clients giving a testimonial about their experience with you as a realtor. Sorry, that's Rava barking at something. And those are an amazing way to get your clients to say something good about you or their experience or whatever. And you can use your VIP clients. I know a lot of realtors do this. We suggest to like, if you are having a client event, everyone's in high spirits at those events. That way it's not like just another thing at the closing table that you do with your clients. They're in the biggest transaction of their life probably whenever they're at the closing table. So they've got so many things going on in their mind at that point that you don't need to have them do a client testimonial there. You need to touch base with them.
It's a good later. Way to follow up, yes, start that follow up.
Exactly.
And people, you know, if you've done a good job for them, they're going to be more than happy to give you that review. And the benefit of doing this on video is when you think like a 5-star review, if you get that on Zillow, it's great. And it, you know, it showcases to people who are looking at agents on whatever websites, Google, Zillow, whatever, but it doesn't mean a whole lot. Like, okay, 5 stars, you read those clients. And even though in real estate, I think most, it's rare to see fake reviews. We're so used to a world of like Amazon and all these products that, you know, they write all these fake reviews or they have people writing in fake reviews who got free products. So you kind of go into reading reviews with a little bit of hesitation because you're not really sure what's true or not. But on a video testimonial, like you can see the people, you can picture yourself being those clients, it's more heartfelt, it's easier to relate to, and it's providing your business this social proof. You know, it's showing what it's like to work with you and putting them in your that place so that they can envision working with you as well in the future.
Yeah, and we've done several of these for our clients. We also suggest that they do it as a DIY where they just use their phone as long as they have good lighting and they're close enough to the subject to get a decent audio.
Yeah, these don't have to be perfect. Yeah. It's just getting that message out there. People are going to like it no matter what. Just like Kyle said, make sure lighting is pretty good. Have them be outside or by a window. And then you know, you can buy some cheap microphones to hook into your phone to help with the sound, but you know, that's about all you need to do really for these. You don't need fancy editing. You don't need all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you would, I mean, they are really good at answering. They're talking about their experience. Most clients are, at least the ones that we've worked with. We've not had anybody that's like, I don't really know what to say.
Yeah, and you can help them out. So you can kind of beforehand give them some questions for them to think about so that they kind of know what you're looking for. Or you can kind of ask questions off scene and kind of cut out you asking the questions to get them talking. But I think what's really important with these, tell me if you agree or not, but I think what takes a testimonial from, okay, raving and five-star review to like, okay, now I see this testimonial and I want to work with this person, is if they can touch on a struggle point within their journey, their real estate journey, something that like a conflict or a struggle point that is pretty common. Everybody has those in their journey, but then how you as their realtor was able to help them overcome that, because then people feel comfortable and they feel safe and they trust you because, okay, they can get me through the problems that might happen.
Yep. And you can point them in that direction. You can say, okay, I know, like have that conversation with them. Hey, I just want you to touch base on how we had to fix some issue with the inspection or whatever. And that's what had to get us through to the closing or any other. I mean, there's a plethora of things that could be an issue during a home buying transaction.
Yep. All right, let's move on. I think we're on number three now.
Yep.
And this is kind of a broad category, but you're going to kind of get the idea when we talk through this. But this is like an educational or advice type video. And we always recommend keeping your video short. Shorter the better. More people are going to watch them. But it's teaching the people who follow you something of value. Mm-hmm. And you want to make it personalized to them. So you don't really want it to be something so generic like, five steps to selling your house, because I can literally go on Google and look that up. Yeah, but you want to make it like, okay, what are the top five mistakes that home sellers in Lexington, Kentucky made in 2019? Because then I'm going to be like, oh, that's me. And I want to watch that video.
And even if you can go on Google and figure it out and you have that page on your YouTube, well, you may be the only person that's actually answered that a realtor in Lexington, Kentucky, and you want to be the face that pops up when that person's searching those top five mistakes that home buyers face in Lexington, Kentucky, or Mount Pleasant, North, or anywhere, New York, whatever.
Yeah. You want to be able to give your clients something that they can take away and that they can learn from and do it in an entertaining way.
Yep.
And these videos are great because they're going to set you apart from your competition. Because when we talk with agents, a lot of times they don't really know what sets them apart. There's people that do, but I think it's a hard question for people to answer. And a lot of times it falls back onto like our relationships we build with our clients and all that stuff, which is great. But for your clients to see what sets you apart is you need to be the expert in the area. You're the go-to person. So if I'm looking at Columbus, Ohio, the person that's showing up every single day and putting out these videos that's teaching me all the stuff that I didn't even know I needed to know and I need to know, like that's the person I'm going to hire. So it's building that trust. You're getting to know the person's personality. So you're getting to like them and you're going to want to work with them in the future.
Yeah. And this is another one of those DIY ones. It doesn't require a lot of editing because it's you talking to the camera, spilling some knowledge about stuff that you should be knowledgeable about if you are in the real estate industry. And if you have to do research on it to figure it out and learn it the first time, after you teach your clients or future clients what that is, you'll know it. So this will actually make you a better realtor and better with your clients and future clients by doing that. Because anything that, you can read and teach someone makes you better at that specific thing for sure.
Yes. And let's walk away from the market updates. Nobody really cares about your monthly market updates. No. And make this fun. So don't just sit down with a whiteboard behind you like some teacher. Like nobody really wants to watch that. If you're asking them to watch educational content, put your personality in it. Try and do something out of the box. Kind of try and get creative.
And don't make stuff up.
To make it entertaining.
Because if you're full of shit, somebody's going to Google it and check your facts, and they'll know, okay, well, this person can't be trusted because they just lied 3 times in this video because they didn't do their research in the beginning. So I'm going to move on to somebody else. So everything you have to have done your research before you do these videos, because yes, the people that are watching them are probably going to check everything that you say.
And the whole point is to showcase that you're the expert that they want to hire. Yep. So those are great ones. Moving into number 4, this is one that I think a lot of people are going to, well, I think number 5, more people are going to cringe at, but I think people also might cringe at this one.
Yeah.
Number 4 is videos that are about you. So this can be anything. It can be like a short informational commercial, getting to know who you are and who your team is. You can introduce different people on your team, but it also can just be more fun, and you just jump on, even if it's Instagram stories, and let people get to know who you are. Tell them fun facts about you. Tell them where you grew up. Just anything. Because yeah, the more that people can get to know who you are, the more likely they are to be wanting to work with you in the future.
Yeah. And this could even be like a what you're doing that day, like about you specifically in that time. If it's like Instagram or whatever, and you just want to put the camera right up in front of your face and say, hey, I'm at this place, we're working with our photographer right now, working with our videographer, or working with our stager or whatever, or I'm getting ready to go into a meeting with a lender, or I'm at such and such event that we're learning about X, Y, and Z in real estate. We're listening to an inspector talk about his process of going through the homes. So I'll give you a brief overview as soon as this is finished and tell you what I learned today, or tell you about my takeaways.
Mm-hmm. So. And these, when we talk about like, should you hire a professional or should you do it yourself? These ones really go both ways. So if you're using it how we're talking, like on your Instagram stories, or just these quick, fun videos telling facts about you and things like that to let people get to know you, probably can be done by yourself.
Yep.
Now, if you're using it, if you're making a commercial for you so that your audience and clients get to know who you are, and it's going to be posted on your website mm-hmm. and on social media and everywhere, then you're probably going to want to hire a professional, because you want some of that cool editing. You want it to be a higher quality picture with good sound, and you're really going to want to spend that money
yep.
to make yep. it more professional.
And if, I mean, talk about setting yourself apart from everyone else. If the person clicks on your About Me page on your website, and there's not only some text about you, but a fun video of you out there, then, I mean, the people that...
Video just doesn't compare.
The people that want to hire you, and you can't make a video that's for everybody, because everybody's not your client.
And when he goes to that About Me page, so you think about how many times have you read through an About Me page? Probably you look at it, but I don't know mm-hmm. how much you read it, and you can't really get a feel for the person. But if you can see the person and watch them on video, there's a difference. What sets video apart from everything else is that you can get to know that person's personality. You can see who they are. You can tell if you're going to like them. You hear how they talk. You can put the voice to the person, and it just all comes together and makes it's that whole picture.
Oh, I'd like to have a beer with that person.
Yeah.
You know,
ways that things you want to think about when you're doing these About Me's is you want to be personable. You don't just want to stick to business. You can do a lot of stuff about business, but people want to get to know who you are, and that's uncomfortable for a lot of people. I understand. But your clients, at the end of the day, if you're spending 1, 2, 3, 6 months with them, they're going to get to know who you are. So you might as well let them beforehand so that you can guarantee that they're going to be the ones that they hire you. And so you want to think about, what are your dream clients attracted to? You know, so if you've got people and you're working on a high-end part of town, then maybe you want to do some videos about how you're spending your weekends at these places that they're also probably spending their weekends, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, you're not going to be shotgunning beers on camera, but you understand what I'm saying.
It makes you a lot more relatable to your potential clients and to your past clients. It makes them remember you. Oh yeah, I know that such and such goes mm-hmm. to this restaurant every other week or whatever. They're a regular there. And so am I.
And I think a good thing for this is, if you're hiring a professional and you're going to do like your commercial, and it's going to be your About Me special video that's higher quality, combine it with one of those client testimonials or pieces of a client testimonial, because that's really going to add in that punch of who you are. Plus, you've got that social proof of a client testimonial in there. And that's going to take that video up.
Like I said earlier, we're going pretty fast on this stuff. So we're skipping around, and there's a lot of details in this about me section on our ebook that that we're not covering. So, and this next one is
the one everybody's going to hate.
One you might hate, but it's actually going live on Facebook. So it's a live video. It's not pre-recorded. It's you press go live and you are on camera. And if your friends are there to watch it, or your past clients, or some people that are in your, you know, on your buyers list or whatever, they're going to see you right there.
This one is scary because you're like, oh God, I don't know what to say. Like, what would I do if I went live?
And I always preface this with, as soon as you press record, tell the people how scared you are and that this is live. So you may make mistakes. That way you kind of cut that out in the beginning and it like lets you be free to make mistakes and that you're, you know, you're live too.
But so you're kind of wondering, okay, I'm in real estate or whatever business I'm in. Why do I need to go live? And there's so much benefit to it because A, it's raw and unedited, and research shows that people like that. Like even your pictures, I mean, people tend to like the ones like the selfies more than they like the highly edited professional pictures. But your followers, so Facebook and Instagram, when you go live, is going to send a notification to every single person that follows you that you're live at that time. So you've already popped up on people's pages. And then if people start watching you, which they will, they're able to like right there. They're able to comment and they're able to ask questions, and they can now even join you on video during your live. So like there's no better way to build that trust or engagement. I mean, you're talking to people right then and there. So these ones though, like you're okay. Now what do I talk about? Like, what do I do? How do I go live? Right. So I understand people can talk to me. We are together. That's pretty cool. What do I do? I think one of the easiest things to do for a Facebook Live is a question and answer. But what do people think? I'm going to do a question and answer. What's their hesitation?
What if nobody asks questions?
Exactly. And that's a real possibility, and that's okay. It might take you some time to do these lives to get people to jump on and be asking questions and stuff. I always say, announce it beforehand. So announce it a couple days beforehand that you're going live like Tuesday at 2 o'clock so that they know to expect it. Mm-hmm. Ask them what questions they have so you can have a couple days to get those questions going. If nobody asks questions, write down questions that people ask you
all the time.
And just start answering them and pretend that people are asking you these questions.
People did ask you. Yeah. I mean, people ask us questions.
I mean, nobody knows that nobody's asking you questions. Just go with it and answer the questions and act like you're talking with people and have a good time with it.
Answer the questions that need to be answered.
Yep.
If that makes sense. All right. So
number six.
Yes.
We got two more.
But did you say if it could be, yeah, it's raw, edited,
well, this
unedited.
Is so DIY, you're just going to do it on your computer, or your phone.
Yes. So next we got two more. We're going to make it pretty quick. We've got the community video. Kim, tell us a little bit about the community video.
All right. So these are videos that allow you to show off your community in a variety of ways and become the coveted, what everybody talks about, becoming the mayor of the town. So you're highlighting local businesses, you're interviewing your local school officials, you're sharing community events, anything that involves your community. And these are great marketing pieces because they connect you with those in your community. They allow you to become the expert and the go-to resource in your town to clients or new clients. And they also allow you to network with other community influencers. So it's really awesome when you do this and then like those other businesses are sharing your content on their page and you're getting more views and potential leads. And we hear a lot of times people who do these, they find that if people are coming in from out of town, they'll start searching for like what to do in Lexington or what to do in Columbus. And these people's videos comes up, the agents who are doing this, and those people pick them as their realtor because they've shown that they're the expert in the community. And that's the person they trust to show them the best parts of town and where to live. So there's a lot that you can do on this. Now, should you hire a professional? Should you do it yourself? I think it could go either way. I tend to lean more towards the professional side on this one.
Yeah, for sure, on this one.
Just because you're out in the community, you don't really know what the lighting is. You don't know what the sound's going to be. If you're outside, there's wind and cars.
Yeah, well, and this type of video, it requires talking and B-roll. So B-roll is like showing the community, showing the restaurant or whatever is in the community that you're trying to highlight over top of your voice while you're talking. So it would have a shot of you, and then while you're still talking, it then overlays a shot of the thing you're talking about. Gotcha. So that's the B-roll.
Now, one of the ways, you know, we see a lot of people do these, and they do it kind of as a commercial. Like, they go and they talk to the business owner, and the business owner talks about their business, and it's kind of boring.
Yeah, it's very boring.
And you think about, like, when you're on watching TV, we don't even have commercials anymore, and people don't want to watch commercials unless it's the Super Bowl, which was last night. Nobody really cares about a commercial. So you want to think about this, not just going to interview these people, but finding a way that it can benefit your clients. So can this business or the school official, whoever you're talking to, can they give tips that are going to help your client in their life or in their decision to move to that area? Can you partner with them to do some kind of giveaway? Just start thinking of these creative ways to make it entertaining to watch and give your client that value.
Yep. And it would not. And so, for instance, like if you were going to a gym in the area and you were going to talk about the gym, you wouldn't want to talk about how that's the best gym in the area. You would want to talk about how long that's been there and how they're involved in the community as well and stuff like that.
And have a discount code that they can give to your clients when they come in and showcase like how far it is from the neighborhoods that you sell in and things like that. Yep, so people understand that connection.
Yeah. It's all about bringing everything together, not just trying to do a promo for the business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And another thing we talked about before was like, I don't know, just videos about all this, how to make it have a good connection.
All right.
So, and then these kind of blend together. Another one would be the neighborhood tours is your last video.
That's our last video, because the number one question every buyer will always have is, what's the neighborhood like? And you want to be the person that shows them that. So these videos are highlighting neighborhoods in your area, and they're answering the question before your buyer even knows that they have it. So hold on. Kyle's doing some crazy stuff. Okay, we're back on. So anyone looking to move wants to know which neighborhood is best for them. So this is your chance to be on top of every Google search, every YouTube search, and become that local go-to about the neighborhoods. Plus, again, they're getting to see you. They're getting to know your personality, and it makes them want to hire you. Because if you can answer my question about every neighborhood, and I like who you are on video, I'm going to pick you over somebody else for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, like Kim said, if they're searching on Google about the neighborhood and your video pops up, then they're going to watch it because they want to know about the neighborhood. And if they feel like they have a personal connection with you while they're watching that video, they're going to reach out to you and say, hey, I heard you say this about the neighborhood. What do you know about this of the neighborhood?
And I know I just mentioned it, but I can't tell you how many times we've talked with agents who do video, and that's like their main source of marketing. And time and time again, they have people coming in from out of town or from wherever, and that's the person they go to because they found them through their videos. Yep. Or they had even been talking to another agent, and then they started searching about neighborhoods that they might want to look while they're doing their home searches, and they find these agents who are doing these videos, and they leave that other agent because this is the person that knows everything, and that's the person they want to go work with.
Yep.
Video has that power. Now, these neighborhood videos, like the community videos, you're going to want to go with a professional because you're going to probably want some drone footage to show up that video. You want that fancy shots of the neighborhood walking through it. You want your sound to be good. You want it to be more professional because these are like a commercial, again, for you and for your business. So make sure that if you have the budget, you're hiring a professional. And hit those key points that the future buyer would be interested in learning about the neighborhood. So what attractions and restaurants are close by? What are the nearest schools and parks? And you can even combine this with some of your local interviews that you did to kind of bring it all together. So that's our last type of video. Like we said, next week we're going to talk about what do you do with these videos once you have them? Where do you put them out? How do you market them? But I think the point to remember from today, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the point to remember today is to A, show up.
Right.
Get over yourself and get on video.
That's always our point.
Don't do boring real estate crap. Like, be creative, show your personality. And most importantly, do it for your clients. So every video you do, first question you need to think of yourself is, how is this going to benefit my clients and will they watch it?
Exactly. And how is this going to, how is this going to benefit them? By showing them the listing, showing them how the flow of the house is and stuff like that. And if you're in the Lexington area, we'll put a link for Beard House Media in the description box.
Heck yeah.
For all your listing video needs. And let's roll that. That's it.
Thank you for listening to the Kim and Kyle podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. If you want to grow your business, follow us on social media. And if you want to have a good day, go pet a dog.